How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 29 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is Walk in the Light. John 8:12 says, "Again Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Our text today is Ephesians 5:8 through 14. "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to God. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, 'Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" As we prepare for resurrection during this season of Lent, we must walk in the light provided by Jesus, the light of the world. In Ephesians 5, Paul conveys the reality that before salvation, we all walked in darkness. However, conversion brings a drastic change from darkness to light. So, Paul urges believers to walk as children of the light. Paul teaches us that walking in the light produces spiritual fruit that is good, right, and true. We walk in the light when we seek to discern what decisions and actions are pleasing to the Lord. To walk in the light means exposing the darkness, because what occurs there in secret is shameful. Nothing we do in spiritual darkness will lead to anything good in our lives. To expose the darkness, we need to shine God's light. The brightness of God's light brings clarity to the deeds of darkness. Paul challenges us to wake up and stop spiritually sleeping through life. Sleeping usually occurs during darkness, but right living is developed in the light. When we wake up, we discover that God is shining His light on us. We can't sleepwalk through life and expect to discover God's light. When I was young, I had a problem of walking in my sleep. On several occasions, I woke up in the middle of the night only to find myself in different places around our house. We lived on a lake that was about 75 yards behind the house. One night, fully asleep, I walked out the back door of our home, down to the lake, and stepped off the end of our pier. I awoke in complete darkness underwater. At first, I thought I was dreaming, but I could physically feel water surrounding me. Fear took over immediately, and I couldn't discern which way was up. Because of the total darkness of the water, I was disoriented and couldn't tell if I was swimming up or down. I prayed to God and asked Him to save me. I felt a strange peace overwhelming me, and God reminded me of what I had been taught in earlier swimming lessons. If I lay still and stopped struggling to swim, I would float toward the surface. Everything in my physical being said to swim with all my might to survive, but I stopped trying and started trusting God, and I floated to the surface. I pulled myself back onto the pier and looked up to the stars above, thanking God for saving me from the darkness. After a few minutes of praising Him, I walked back up the hill to the house, dripping wet, and walked into my parents' bedroom. I approached my father's side of the bed, tapped him on the shoulder, and awakened him. He was startled to see me, soaking wet, standing beside his bed in the middle of the night. He inquired, "What happened?" As I told him my frightening encounter, he encouraged me and told me to dry off and return to bed. The next day, my father installed a locking mechanism on the back sliding glass door so that I couldn't walk out of it at night. I learned several valuable lessons that night. First, nothing good happens when you walk out into the darkness in your sleep. Second, when you find yourself surrounded by darkness, be still and seek the light of Christ. Third, When you are afraid, trust in God's word. And last, when you ask God to lead you to his light, he will overwhelm you with his peace and lead you to him. Perhaps today, you need to ask your Heavenly Father to secure you in a growing relationship with him so that you can continually walk in his light. Now, here are some questions to consider. Why does darkness characterize your life before Christ, while light depicts your life in Christ? How does walking in the light contrast with living in darkness? Why is it essential to wake up spiritually to avoid sleeping in spiritual darkness? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.